Lesson 16. The Jacket in the Closet.
Good afternoon. I'm collecting clothes for the poor. Do you have any old clothes?
Just a minute, please. There's a charity worker at the door. She wants some old clothes.
You can give her my old jacket.
Here you are. You can have this jacket.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Which jacket did you give her?
The jacket that was in the closet.
The jacket in the closet? The brown one?
Yes. What's the matter?
You gave her my favorite jacket. I loved that old jacket. This is the jacket you should have given her. Which comic book did you read?
The comic book that's on the table.
Which elephants did you feed?
The elephants that are near that pool. Comic book. Read. On the table. Elephants. Feed. Near that pool. Jacket. Wear. In the closet. Horse. Ride. In the field. Ice skates. Use. On the floor. Video. Watch. On the TV. Lesson 17. The teacher's standing by room 3.
Liz! Lucy! Come here!
Hi, Katie!
Miss Grant's absent today. I think we have a substitute teacher. It might be the teacher standing by room 3.
The lady who's wearing a red sweater? Or the man who's wearing a blue jacket?
I hope it's the lady wearing the red sweater.
She's very pretty, and she looks friendly, too.
Hi. Have you seen our substitute teacher yet? Is it the lady wearing the red sweater?
No. It isn't. It's the man wearing the blue jacket.
Oh, no. He looks kind of strict.
Who just talked to the bank manager?
The man who's coming out of the bank.
Who is complaining about the food?
The women who are sitting at that table. Just talked to the bank manager. Man, coming out of the bank. Is complaining about the food. Women, sitting at that table. Wants to buy that purse. Woman, walking into the store. Rescued the cat. Boy, climbing down that tree. Is going to ring the doorbell. Girl, standing at the door. Is crying. Boy, standing in the field. Lesson 18. This is the compartment I was in.
Professor Boffin went to work by train. This is the train that he was on. He left his umbrella in one of the compartments.
I left my umbrella on this train.
Are you sure this is the train you were on, sir?
I think it is.
Which compartment did you leave your umbrella in, sir?
I can't remember.
Here's an umbrella. Is this the one you're looking for?
Of course not. That's a lady's umbrella. I think this is the compartment I was in.
Here's another umbrella. Is it yours?
No, it isn't. That's my umbrella.
We were looking for one umbrella, and we found 3. People are so forgetful. This is the suit that I wore yesterday. That's the train that I traveled on yesterday.
This is the suit. I wore it yesterday. That's the train. I traveled on it yesterday. These are the sweaters. We bought them yesterday. That's the hotel. We stayed at it yesterday. This is the apple. I picked it yesterday. Those are the shoes. You tried them on yesterday. These are the presents. We got them yesterday. Those are the toys. We played with them yesterday. Lesson 19. That's the teacher we had today.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Pete.
Miss Parker was absent today, so we had a substitute teacher. There she is. That's the teacher we had today. She's talking to Mr. Stone.
Was she nice?
She was very nice. She let us play a game.
You're lucky. We had a substitute teacher, too. That's the teacher who we had today. He's standing by Liz and Lucy.
Was he nice?
No, he wasn't. He was very strict. He saw me passing a note to Liz. Now, we both have to write 100 sentences. I won't pass notes in class.
That's the teacher who we had yesterday. This is the girl who I wrote to yesterday.
That's the teacher. We had her yesterday. This is the girl. I wrote to her yesterday. Those are the boys. We met them yesterday. These are the children. We played with them yesterday. That's the repairman. I paid him yesterday. This is the boy. I told you about him yesterday. Those are the clowns. We watched them yesterday. These are the people. We had lunch with them yesterday. Lesson 20. The Ship That Could Never Sink. A. Read the passage.
On April 10, 1912, a great ship left Southampton on its first voyage to New York. It was a new design, and it was said that the ship could never sink. The ship traveled at full speed through the North Atlantic. It took this course because it was quicker than the route further south. However, the North Atlantic was full of icebergs at this time of the year. Of course, the passengers didn't worry about this. They were too busy enjoying their trip on the new luxury liner. In the middle of the night, 4 days later, there was a slight tremor. The ship had struck an iceberg. At first, the situation didn't appear to be serious. But in a short time, it became clear that the ship was sinking fast. The captain ordered the passengers into the lifeboats. Unfortunately, there weren't enough lifeboats. Women and children were saved, but most of the men were left behind. The radio operator sent out the world's first SOS call, but no one answered. When help came, it was too late. Over 1,500 people died that night. The ship should have had more lifeboats. It shouldn't have sailed so far north. It shouldn't have gone so fast. It was a disaster that shouldn't have happened on such a calm, starlit night. What was the ship called? It was called the Titanic.
See, say this rhyme. The ship struck ice. The ship went down on a calm and starlit night. 1,500 lost their lives as the Titanic sank from sight. Lesson 21. The Thieves Were Running.
When Dan and Katie were coming home from school yesterday afternoon, they saw a crowd of people near a bank. Dan and Katie joined the crowd. They were surprised to see two thieves in the street. The thieves were running out of a bank. They were holding bags full of money. The bank manager was running after them. A policeman was standing among the crowd, but he didn't do anything.
Quick!
Dan shouted to the policeman.
Can't you see those thieves?
The policeman smiled. He pointed to a big camera.
We're making a movie, he said. Those men aren't real thieves. They're actors. And I'm not a real policeman either. I'm an actor, too. When Katie was drying the dishes, she dropped a plate.
Katie was drying the dishes. She dropped a plate. Mom was ironing. She burned Dad's shirt. We were camping. A bear stole our food. I was taking a shower. The phone rang. I was doing my homework. Someone rang the doorbell. Mom was shopping. She saw some nice shoes. Katie and Dan were walking to school. They saw a big dog. Professor and Mrs. Boffin were visiting Egypt. They saw the pyramids. Lesson 22. While Dan was playing soccer.
Hi, Katie. Dan, what happened to your eye?
It's okay, Mom.
How did you get that black eye? Were you in a fight at school?
No, Mom. I heard it while I was playing soccer in the park.
While Dan was playing soccer, I was playing tennis nearby.
Katie hit a tennis ball and it hit me in the eye.
Come on, Dan. I'll put some ice on it.
Do you have to, Mom?
Yes, I do.
Yikes! That's cold!
While Katie was playing the flute, Dan was playing the piano.
Katie was playing the flute. Dan was playing the piano. Mom was making breakfast. Dad was shaving. Mom was cleaning the house. She was listening to music. Mom was cooking dinner. Dad was digging in the garden. Dan was playing tennis. Pete was playing soccer. Lucy was painting a picture. Liz was reading a comic book. Dan was walking in the park. A helicopter was flying in the sky. Tim's mom was doing the laundry. The baby was sleeping. Lesson 23. I used to go every week.
One adult and two children for the Twister, please.
That's $7.50.
Wow, that's expensive. When I was young, I used to go to the amusement park every week. In those days, you could go on all the rides for just $1. And the rides used to be much scarier than they are now.
Are you ready, Dad?
I guess so. Hold on, kids.
Are you okay, Dad? Come on, Dad. Let's go again.
I used to live in Africa.
I live in Africa. He collect stamps. She sing very well. They have a sports car. I act on TV. He repair his own shoes. We grow our own vegetables. She work in a department store. Lesson 24. I used to be better.
Look at those boys playing soccer.
Did you ever play soccer, Fred?
Oh, yes. I used to play soccer a long time ago, but I don't play anymore. I used to be a goalie when I was a boy. Did you play?
No, I didn't. I used to play baseball.
Look! The ball's coming towards us!
Pick it up!
Can we have our ball, please?
Sure! I'll kick it to you.
Hey! You're still pretty good.
I used to be better.
He used to be a waiter.
He, a waiter. She, thin. I, an artist. We, rich. I, a mountain climber. She, lazy. He, a sailor. They, friendly. Lesson 25. Come and play. A. Read the passage.
When Dad came home from work, Katie and Dan were playing basketball in the yard.
Hi, Dad.
Katie called.
Come and play.
Okay, Dad said. I used to play basketball for the school team when I was a boy. I used to be top point scorer, but that was a long time ago.
You and I will play Dan,
Katie said.
That's not fair,
said Dan.
That's much taller than me.
Okay, I'll play you and Katie, Dad said. Mom was cooking dinner in the kitchen when she heard the noise in the yard. She came out to see what was happening. While she was watching the game, Dad passed the ball to her, and she threw it into the net from about 6 meters. That's 3 points, Dad shouted. Mom used to be a champion basketball player when she was at school. Mom joined in the game. While this was happening, Mom suddenly remembered dinner. She ran into the kitchen, and the others followed her. Smoke was coming from the oven.
Sorry,
Mom said.
I forgot about dinner. While we were having fun, it burned.
That's okay, said Dad. Let's go and watch the basketball game at the sports center. We can have hot dogs for dinner while we're watching the game.
Lesson 26. It had already left.
Dan, why are you late for class?
I'm sorry, Miss Grant. I ran to catch the bus this morning, but when I got to the bus stop, the bus had already left.
Why didn't you ask your parents to drive you?
I tried to, but they had already left the house. So I went in the garage to get my bike, but the tires were flat. Finally, I had to walk to school. It took half an hour.
Well, you should have gotten up earlier.
Why didn't you wash the car?
I didn't have to. Dan and Katie had already washed it. Wash the car. Dan and Katie washed it. Do any weeding. Mom done it. Rescue the cat. The fireman rescued it. Close the window. Mom closed it. Mow the grass. Dad mowed it. Pay the bill. Dad paid it. Feed the rabbit. Katie fed it. Call Pete. Dan called him. Lesson 27. They had never been camping.
On Saturday, Dan and Katie woke up very early. They went to the kitchen and made their breakfast. Before Mom and Dad woke up, Dan and Katie had already finished their breakfast. While Mom and Dad were having breakfast, Dan and Katie were packing for the camping trip. They were very excited because they had never been camping before. When Mom and Dad were ready, they all got in the car and drove to a campsite in the mountains. Before they arrived at the campsite, Dan and Katie had already fallen asleep.
Before he became a waiter, he had worked in a department store.
He became a waiter. He had worked in a department store. We went rollerblading in the park. We had eaten lunch. They lived in South America. They had lived in Europe. The Clarks arrived at the campsite. Dan and Katie had already fallen asleep. She pressed the button. She had put change in the slot. He mowed the grass. He had watered the plants. Lesson 28. If you collect some sticks.
The Clarks went camping last weekend. They put up their tent in a field.
If you collect some sticks, I'll light a fire.
Here you are, Dad. We've brought a lot of dry sticks.
Here are some matches, too.
I don't need any matches. I used to be a Boy Scout. If I rub these two sticks together, I can light a fire.
What's the matter, Dad?
I've been rubbing these two sticks together for a long time, but nothing's happened yet.
I'll light it, dear. It's easy to light a fire with two sticks. If one of the sticks is a match...
If I win a lot of money, I'll buy a new car. If I don't win a lot of money, I won't buy a new car.
I win a lot of money. I'll buy a new car. I don't win a lot of money. I won't buy a new car. It's a nice day tomorrow. We'll go to the beach. It's not a nice day tomorrow. We won't go to the beach. Dad comes home early. He'll take us to the movies. Dad doesn't come home early. He won't take us to the movies. You finish your homework. I'll let you watch TV. You don't finish your homework. I won't let you watch TV. Lesson 29. When I'm ready, I'll tell you.
It's the end of the school term. Dan and Katie are going to a school party. Dan's ready, but Katie isn't ready yet.
Hurry up, Katie. Aren't you ready yet?
No, I have to put on my dress. And I have to brush my hair.
Come on, Katie. Hurry up.
Be quiet, Dan. When I'm ready, I'll tell you. Which dress should I wear, Mom? The red one or the blue one?
How about the red one, Katie?
What's the matter, Dan?
I've been waiting for Katie for hours. Aren't girls silly?
I'm ready, Dan. It's about time.
Dan... You haven't put your shoes on yet.
Aren't boys silly?
When I'm 16, I'll get my driver's license.
I'm 16. I'll get my driver's license. I buy some candies. I'll share them. We get to the campsite. We'll make a campfire. Dan feels better. He'll go back to school. I graduate from high school. I'll go to college. Mom finishes dusting. She'll go to the store. You have time. I'll make lunch for you. You are ready. I'll pick you up. Lesson 30. Columbus's Voyage. A. Read the passage.
The 15th century in Europe was a period of exploration by sea. One of the greatest explorers was Christopher Columbus. He sailed west across the Atlantic from Spain and reached the New World in 1492. This was a voyage he had planned for many years because he wanted to find a new way to India. This voyage cost a lot of money, and Columbus had spent many years trying to persuade Isabella, the Queen of Spain, to provide the money for the voyage. Columbus landed on San Salvador Island on October 12, 1492. He had set out with three ships on August 2nd, 2.5 months earlier. The voyage had been long and difficult. Many of the sailors had fallen sick. Many had wanted to turn back because they believed that the world was flat, and they feared they would fall off the edge. But Columbus persuaded them to continue. When he finally saw land, Columbus believed that he had reached India. His ships had not fallen off the edge of the world, as most of his sailors feared. Of course, it wasn't India, but to this day, the islands of the Caribbean are called the West Indies, which forever reminds us of Columbus's great journey.
See, say this rhyme. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. The winds blew hard, the skies were black, his sailors begged him to go back. And then when 70 days had passed, a seabird landed on the mast. And when the sun came up the next day, they sighted land not far away. "It's India," Columbus said, but he was wrong, and now he's dead.